pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Jesus. This is a month of covenant. A month of covenant. I want you to say, Heavenly Father, I bind myself in covenant relationship with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let the covenant of life walk in my life. Be set in motion in my life. I shall live according to the scriptures. I shall not die. My children shall live. They shall not die. My brethren shall live. They shall not die. My loved ones shall live. They shall not die. They shall live to the glory of God. I bind myself with the covenant of healing and health. I will enjoy healing and health this year. I will not be sick. I will not be weak. I will not be depressed. I will not be stressed. I will not be discouraged. I will not be weary. In the name of Jesus. For it is written concerning me, God will bring me healing and health. It is also written concerning me that God will not put the sicknesses that upon the Gentiles upon me. For my Lord is the Lord that healeth me. In the name of Jesus, I will enjoy the covenant of protection. For it is written concerning me in Isaiah 54 verse 17 that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It is also written concerning me that the Lord will give his angel charge concerning me to watch me in all my ways. In the name of Jesus, I bind myself with the covenant of mercy and favor. For it is written concerning me in Psalm 23, the sixth verse, that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I bind myself with the covenant of provision and abundance. With the covenant of provision and abundance. For it is written concerning me, God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It is also written concerning me that my God gives power to get wealth according to the scriptures in Deuteronomy 8:18. So I receive power for wealth. I see power. I see wisdom. I see inspiration for abundance. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind myself with the covenant of the Lord. With the covenant of favor. It is written concerning me. God will compass me about with favor as with a shield. In Psalm 5 verse 12. That God will compass me about with favor as with a shield. So I will enjoy the favor of God all throughout this year. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may please be seated. This morning we want to share briefly on the work of the Holy Spirit and you in the year 2012. The Holy Spirit and you, who might not be able to go long because of time. I want to say one or two things about the building project. The Holy Spirit and you, in the passage that we've just read, there are some wonderful revelations you can get from that passage in Genesis chapter 1. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible tells us in the beginning, verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. Verse 2 says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. Between verse 1 and 2, like I mentioned, was it last week, that there was a gap. Or there is a gap, there is a theological gap between verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1, God created everything okay, all right, beautiful, perfect, many millions of years ago. Then all of a sudden, Satan came into this world and distorted what God has created. He was sent from heaven, if you remember. He fought with the angels of God in Revelation chapter 12. But Michael and the angels of God prevailed over Satan. And the Bible says he was cast into the earth. When he was cast into the earth, then there was problem in the earth. So then came that verse 2. The earth was without form and void. Now, in order for God to restore order back to the earth, God has to do something. God sent forth his Spirit. The Spirit came on the earth, and the Bible says the Spirit was hovering over the earth. Like when we start to worship God, you will sense the presence of God in a distinct manner, in a different manner, or when we are praying, it shows a presence of God in the midst of his people. That's what took place in the period of creation. The Holy Spirit came down and was hovering over the face of the earth. You can liken the Holy Spirit to the executive arm of the Godhead. In 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, the Bible says there were three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, or the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And these three agree in one. That's where we get the concept of Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, God the Trinity. They are one, united in everything, but they have different spheres of operation. So when God was to create the earth, the first person that first came in was the Holy Spirit. He started to brood over all the earth. Praise God. So when something significant is to happen, when something new is to take place, when something different is to happen, the first thing you come to understand is that the Holy Spirit will begin to move over the face of that thing. Praise the Lord. You remember when Mary was to conceive? The Bible said the power of God, the Holy Spirit, overshadowed her. And it brought about the miracle, the conception of the miracle child, Jesus Christ. Praise God. So once you sense the power of God, the presence of the Holy Spirit, then you can be sure that something is about to happen. Hallelujah. So when we are having Holy Ghost service, the Holy Spirit moves in a special way to do a lot of things in the midst of his people. So once God has ensured that the Holy Spirit was moving over the face of the earth, then God went into action. God began to speak. He began to speak. He said, let there be light. And there was light. Praise God. Why do God's servants speak and it was done? Because the Spirit of God, the authority of God is backing it up. There is an invisible authority that backs up the word of God. And that invisible authority lies in the power of the Holy Spirit. So this morning, I want you to come to understand the fact that the Holy Spirit is powerful. You cannot see the Holy Spirit, but he's there present in the midst of God's people. But you can sense him, and you can sense his impact. Like a wind, you might not see the wind, but you can see the impact of the wind. Hallelujah. Some days ago, the wind was blowing and many trees were uprooted, many cars were in problem, Somebody died because you don't see the wind, but you can see the impact, the effect of the Holy Spirit. I pray that this morning you will explain the impact of the Holy Spirit in a positive manner over your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we see in Psalm 136, the Bible says that God created also to confirm what Genesis chapter 1 says. In Psalm 136, the psalmist was confirming the fact of God's creation, and he was thanking God for it. Psalm 136, look at it. It says in verse 1, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone does great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever." Verse 5, "To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who laid the heart above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who made great light, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." It's by the move of the Holy Spirit and by the word of God, God was able to make some outstanding works of grace. He was able to make the great lights, to make the great lights, the sun to rule the day, and the moon and stars to control the night. Hallelujah. So you begin to, one inference from that passage I want you to take note is the work of God's elementals, God's creation. God set the sun in place to rule the day, and he set the moon and stars in place to rule the night. So if God has set these ordinances in place, what is the position of man in the dominion of creation, in the rulership of the world? Unfortunately, some people thought that, okay, God has given dominion to the sun, to the moon and stars, so let's be worshiping the sun. Let's be worshiping the moon and stars. So some people, they worship the sun. They relinquish the power to the sun. They worship the moon and the stars. But they didn't read further about the fact that in Genesis chapter 1 also, verse 28, when God made man, God now say, "Man, have dominion over all my creation." Praise the Lord. God said, "Have dominion over everything that I've created." So you need to thank God, because God has made you and I crown of his creation. And when you come to the knowledge and the understanding that God has made you crown of his creation, he has also given you dominion to rule and reign over his ordinances. Hallelujah. In Job chapter 38, Job 38, verse 33. God was talking to Job here after Job has talked all this. They have talked a lot of things. God was now bringing some things to the reasoning of Job. Job 38, verse 33. God now says, "Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you set their dominion over the earth?" God said, "I made the ordinances of the heaven. I put them in control, in dominion." Now, verse 12 now says, "Have you commanded the morning since your day began and caused the dawn to know its place?" Have you done what? Have you commanded the morning? God said, "I was the one that commanded the morning. I was the one that put them in place." So the question comes, how can we begin to have dominion over God's ordinances so that they will not work contrary to our favor? Some people, they worship the sun, the moon, and stars so that it will not work contrary to their favor. But you, as God's crown of creation, you must know how to take dominion over this creation so that they will work according to what God has planned for you. I pray from now onwards, the ordinances of God will begin to walk to your favor. In the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 5 verse 17 tells us that God has given us dominion as God's creation to rule and reign in life. Those that are children of God. God has given you dominion to do what? To rule and reign in life. Ephesians chapter 2, 4 to 5 tells us by grace we are saved through Christ and that we are raised up together with Christ. And the same Ephesians tells us in chapter 1, verses 19 to 23, to let us know our position in God, that we are seated with Christ in that heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion. As a child of God, when you look yourself, understand yourself in the realm of the Spirit, you are set with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion. Now knowing the vintage position that God has placed you, it will now be able to stand as a representative of God to command the money that we mentioned in Job 38 verse 3. It says, have you commanded the money? Ask yourself the question, have you commanded the money? Say it loud and clear. Have you commanded the money? God commanded the ordinances. He said, let there be light. And what happened? There was light. So God expects you also as his creation to begin to command the money to work in your favor. To begin to command the ordinances of the night to work in your favor. To speak unto the ordinances to work in your favor. When they want to work contrary to your favor, you have to speak to them. You have to speak to the weather conditions. You have to speak to the sun. You have to speak to the moon and stars. And if you believe God, they will obey you. Hallelujah. I pray from now onwards, the ordinances of the sun will be in friendship with you. Amen. They will have no choice than to begin to obey you in the name of Jesus. I say that we have no choice but to begin to obey you in the name of Jesus. Amen. That's what the Bible says, that they will be in league with you. In Job chapter 5, he said, they will be, all these things will be in league with you. When you are on the side of God, then these ones will be in league with you. Job chapter 5, verse 23 says, verse 26 says, for you shall have a covenant with the stones of the field. And the beasts of the field shall be at peace with you. You shall know that your tent is in peace. You shall visit your dwelling and find nothing amiss. You shall also know that your descendants shall be many, and your offspring like the grass of the field. You shall come to the grave at the full age, as a sheaf of grain reaping in his season. Behold, this we have searched out. It is time, it is true, hear it and know for yourself. Praise the Lord. The ordinances will begin to favor you. You remember Job chapter 10. Joshua chapter 10. Praise God. Joshua chapter 10. When the children of Israel were fighting, and Joshua discovered that the weather was getting dark. The light was getting dark. And dark, and they will not be able to finish the work they are doing. They will not be able to destroy all the enemies. And they have to destroy all the enemies. He spoke to the sun that stand still. And the Bible said the sun stood still until they deal with all the enemies of God. Praise God. So one influence the Holy Spirit is bringing to you this morning is that know how to speak this year to the ordinances to favor you. Know how to speak to the day. Know how to declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This day will walk to my favor. The sun will walk to my favor. The moon and stars, you will walk to my favor. In the name of Jesus. You need to know how to begin to speak to the day. Because you are a child of authority and you are a child of dominion. And something great will begin to come your way. Something new will begin to come your way. And the Holy Spirit will begin to now take those words and begin to use them to your advantage. Praise God. This morning, in order for this thing to work for you, like we have said, you must be full of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was brooding over the face of the earth, and by that God was able to speak, and things began to happen. Hallelujah. So you must, the Holy Spirit and you in year 2012, you must make friendship with the Holy Spirit in order for your commands to begin to come to pass. You must do what? You must make friendship with the Holy Spirit. You must create time to fellowship with the Holy Spirit. You must create time to worship God. You must create time to wait upon God so that the Holy Spirit can authorize every command, every instruction that you issue to the day and to deny. Praise God. Finally, when the disciples gathered at the upper room, the Bible says they came when the Holy Spirit descended like a mighty rushing wind. And when the Holy Spirit descended, they became transformed. They became different. God began to do new things in their life and through their life. Let somebody say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you. In a mighty way. In a mighty dimension. Into my life. This day. This week. This month. This year. I want to be your best friend. I want to fellowship with you. I want to be led of you. I want to walk with you. I want to walk under your direction, under your inspiration, under your guidance, under your revelation. Help me, Holy Spirit, to walk in partnership with you this year, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's bow down our heads in prayers. Maybe in one way or the other, we have grieved the Holy Spirit. We've not recognized him. Or we have disobeyed him. Or we have sinned against him so that he is departed from us. Or his presence is not significant in our life. Talk to God briefly. He's a merciful God. God, have mercy upon me. In any way, I have hindered the move of the Holy Spirit in my life. I repent. Have mercy. Forgive. Cleanse me from all sins by the blood of the Lamb. 1 John chapter 1 tells us that the blood of Jesus cleanses from all sins. I ask for the blood of Jesus to cleanse me from all sins, from all unrighteousness, in the name of Jesus. If you have not given your life to Jesus, you can't command the morning, you can't command the day. You will begin by saying, Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. I accept into my life today. Forgive me my past sin and come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Let's talk to God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, hear the prayer of your people, God. I pray that the Holy Spirit will rest upon them, will brood over them, that all the new things that you have promised to do in their life, you begin to do them right from this hour. In the name of Jesus, new things of joy, new things of victory, new things of connection, new things of promotion. Begin to do it in their lives. In the name of Jesus, the grace to walk with you, Father, give unto us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray from this moment you begin to guide us. You begin to speak to us. We begin to hear your word that this is the way. Follow it.
and you shall have peace in it. In the name of Jesus. We begin to yield to your instruction, not the instruction of the flesh or of our sight, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Before we round up this period, we normally pray for those that need prayer. If you have not been baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking tongues, you can come out. If you have pains in your body, we want to minister to you. If you are troubled or depressed because of one thing or the other, we want to quickly minister to you. Praise God. The choir, please, you help us and worship God to provide an environment. Ministers, can we please come forward? Reign on me, reign on me, Holy Ghost power, reign on me. Yesterday is gone, today I believe. Holy Ghost power, reign on me, reign on me.
Holy Ghost power, Holy Ghost
Shake it, Lebron, Dole, Gabraske, Yegege, Rebo. Minister, can you quickly lay hands upon them? You might ask them what's their request. Ask them their request.
Today I'm in it.
Come forward, please.
Holy Ghost power, reign up, flow through me, Lord, flow through me.
I agree with you.
Lord, through me, Holy Ghost power.
I agree concerning the request. Let them be granted. Let them be granted. In the name of Jesus, I ask for fresh, overshadowing grace of God upon your life.
Yes,
fresh unction of the Holy Spirit. Receive. In Jesus' name.
Holy Ghost power. Lord, through me, reign on me.
Shaking the level of emotion. I release fire. Fire. And I command every pain, stomach pain, to depart. In Jesus' name. Be empowered and fresh. In the name of Jesus. Be healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let your anointing be
our peace. Flow through me, Lord, flow through me. I want to flow.
Father, I ask for uncommon favor.
Today I
in the name of Lord, Jesus.
I say flow through me, Lord.
It is done. Receive. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Holy Spirit, moving now.
I command that this pain be gone in the name of Jesus. By the anointing that breaks the yoke, let every be broken right now. Be broken in Jesus' name. Be overshadowed by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, I declare you are healed, you are delivered, you are made whole. In Jesus' name. Father, let there be breakthrough. Let there be breakthrough. Let there be breakthrough. Uncommon favor upon this request. Uncommon favor. In the name of Jesus, receive. Receive. In the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I pray for ease of digestion in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Be healed. Receive strength to your legs. Let every pain be gone, never to return again. In the name of Jesus, I break the yoke of darkness over your life.
Let's call him Jesus.
I chase every in Jesus' name. I imagine in the precious blood of the Lamb. I break every agreement with darkness, with death. In the name of Jesus, I mask your home with the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Spirit, Lord, we call you, Lord.
I command every pain.
Let's call him
depart.
Father,
I break the yoke by the anointing. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In Jesus' name, be overshadowed by the power of God. In Jesus' name. The Bible says the Lord will bless his people with strength. Receive strength. Receive strength. Receive anointing. Receive power.
Let's call
Be strengthened. Be strengthened. In Jesus' name. If you are trusting God for job, let me pray for you. Just lay up on my hands, you pray. If you are trusting God for job, let me pray with you. Quickly, please. Trusting God for job.
No,
I will pray for them. Don't worry. Receive the favor of God. In the name of Jesus, let there be open doors by anointing the name of Jesus. Receive the favor of God. Let there be opening for you. by the anointing in the name of Jesus. Receive the favor of God. This month, let that be opened up for you in the name of Jesus. Receive the favor of God. Let that be opened up for you this month in the name of Jesus. Receive the favor of God for your husband. Let that be opened up for him this month in the name of Jesus.
All my cares and burdens unto you. Let the living water, let the
receive the favor of God. Let that be opened up for you this month in the name of Jesus.
My soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that I trouble my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you I rule.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. Let the blessing of your people be permanent. And may your name be praised and glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, choir. We may be seated.